Well, hey, I'm Christine Nagy from 106.7 Light FM.
And I'm Michael Riedel from 710 WOR.
But of course, every week we come together in the wings.
In the wings to talk about Broadway and off-Broadway. Christine and I are both big lovers of the theater. I've covered Broadway for 20 years for the New York Post, and Christine is an actress.
Yes, and I've dreamed about Broadway for 20 years. And every now and then get to be there a little bit.
What was the first Broadway show you ever saw?
I think we're going back quite some time. I'm trying to remember the title of it. It was Tommy Toon.
Oh, right.
It was
Twiggy.
Yes.
My one and only.
Yes.
Yes. That was delightful.
Loved it.
Do you remember when
loved
they
it so much.
Remember that great dance where Twiggy and Tommy Toon, they were on an island and they were dancing in the water and they were doing
yes.
a little tap with the water splashing
it was
about?
So gorgeous. Yeah. Yep. I loved it. But that's a long time ago. So
83?
I was two. Yeah. My
first show was Annie, the original production of Annie.
That's perfect.
1977.
Perfect
Andrea McCardle.
A kid. And look at that. You saw the original Annie.
I did, with a great actress named Dorothy Loudon, who played
yeah.
Miss Hannigan, the mean woman who runs the orphanage.
Uh-huh.
And I got to know Dorothy later in life and spent a fair amount of time with her. She was fun. She could knock back two bottles of Chardonnay at lunch. But I said, "You were so great as Miss Hannigan. You were terrifying." She said, "That's because I hated all of those little brats I had to work with."
Do you really?
She, in real life,
that
she hated,
was the truth.
Yes, in real life, she hated children. She didn't have any children.
That wasn't some
real
acting
life,
game. Huh?
In real life, she hated children. That's why she was so effective as Miss Hannigan.
And it's so real. So so that leads me into last week. You were at Broadway in Bryant Park, which Light FM hosts every year, and it's your chance to see Broadway shows for free. It's gorgeous every single summer. You were there last week, and you were doing interviews with the Broadway stars.
Yes.
And I was kind of wondering about your technique, where you come up with these questions. Do the Broadway stars usually play along?
They do. The only icy moment I ever had, it's funny now because she and I kind of friends, but you know the great actress Diana Rigg?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she was on Broadway now in My Fair Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, she won a Tony Award for a brilliant performance as Medea, the
yes.
great Greek tragedy.
I saw
it. Was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So now, in Medea, the plot is Medea's husband leaves her for a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she, of course, to get revenge on him, she kills their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Diana Rigg's, and the princess is much younger than Medea.
Right.
In real life, Diana Rigg's husband left her for a much younger woman.
Oh, okay.
So when I was interviewing Diana Rigg about playing Medea, I said, "Do you draw from any personal experience?
Right.
For example, I know that your husband left you for a younger woman."
Oh, you said it straight out like that.
I did.
Uh-huh.
I did.
I would have just left it at personal experience, but okay, go on.
She, the face froze, and she said, "I'm not going to answer that question."
Wow.
"And now I think our interview is over."
Wow, Michael.
And
you
that
got
was
cut
the end.
Off.
I got cut off.
Oh.
But I have to say, I interviewed her not too long ago. She's great. We got along very well. And we are due for a lunch.
Okay.
So she has no...
You hang with
she
everybody.
She has no memory of this.
She doesn't remember.
But I'm going to bring it up at lunch.
No, I wouldn't. I would maybe just let it go.
You know, you were so effective in Medea because your husband leave you for a younger woman back
just drawing on your life.
That's what
How
I'm
did that
do.
Feel every day on stage?
That's
yeah.
what I'm going
to
do.
And do you feel, as you're interviewing someone, that that's your responsibility to ask those tough questions?
It depends on the setting. If I'm working for the New York Post, yes, it is my responsibility to ask some tough questions. If we're just hanging out in Bryant Park and having a good time mm-hmm. with everybody, no, I'm not going to grill some actor.
Come on, grill him, go.
Yes, no, I'm not gonna grill an actor at Bryant Park. We have a good time when we're at Bryant Park.
We did have fun. You had a great, you had great questions. You know, their show tune list, you know, just fun stuff, easy stuff that's easy for people to answer and enjoyable. So thank you for doing that.
A pleasure.
So you're a critic.
Mm-hmm.
Which always
have been a critic, yeah.
Yes, which always intimidated me. Just the word. Now, but you're friends with all of these people in the arts. How do you work around that? What if you go see a show and there's nothing redeeming in it, and you are friendly with somebody in that cast or behind the scenes?
Well, you have to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a friend doesn't mean that you pull your punches. And I found over the years covering Broadway people that they generally know when the show they're involved in is not very good. It's not to say they don't get mad at you. I have had moments in my career where people I thought were my friends stopped talking to me.
Uh-huh.
But I think the smart people on Broadway, they know, look, shows come and go. The press is always there. And they may beat you up this year with a lousy show, but the press may celebrate your new show next year and turn it into a big hit. And without the press, talking about Hamilton, talking about Come From Away,
right?
You know, talking about how great Diana Rigg is in My Fair Lady. Now, without the press shouting that, no one's going to pay attention to those shows. So that's just the rough and tumble of the game.
Wow.
You got to have nerves of steel and very, very thick skin.
You do, in your role as well, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've always taken the position that I can dish it out, so I have to be able to take it, including once being clocked by the director of Fiddler on the Roof.
What?
But we'll tell that story. We'll save that story.
Really? You're going to tease us?
Yes, we're going to save
this. This is a podcast tease?
Yes, we're going to save that story for the next edition of In the Wings.
Fine. All right. So that's it then, Michael?
That's it.
All right. See you next time. Wait, this sounds good. See
It'll
you
be
next
fun.
Time.
The story of Fiddler on the Roof. I'll give you the headline. It was in the Post, and the headline was Roof Director Floors Post Scribe.
Oh, brilliant.
The details are gory. You
How's your
don't
jaw?
Want to miss
okay?
them.
You okay?
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next time. This is Michael Riedel and Christine Nagy from In the Wings.
See you then.
Bye-bye.